This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress lesson, Joyce Rochester, R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, lesson Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was August 22, 2022. In the paragraph, Mrs. Rochester was seen regarding complaints of weakness, period. I was also asked to document the need for a lightweight wheelchair, period. In the paragraph history, Mrs. Rochester is known to have some congestive heart failure, period. She also has atrial fibrillation, period. She's known to have a low ejection fraction, period. She does follow with cardiology and saw him recently, period. She last walked around May of 2021, at which time she fell on the floor, period. She sometimes gets short of breath with exertion, but was not short of breath when seen, and there's no chest pain, period. Her hypertension is controlled, period. She does have a pacemaker also, period. She denies any specific nausea or vomiting, period. She sometimes gets lightheaded, period. She has declined a bit functionally, but still is awake and alert and knows what's going on, period. Review of system is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, or nausea. Denies any current GI or GU complaints. New paragraph, past history, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, hypertension, congestive heart failure, osteoporosis. New paragraph, family history, father had heart problems, her mother died at 89. She had a brother that had heart problems and was deceased, period. She has two living sisters. New paragraph, she states that she had stopped her amiodarone a couple of weeks ago, period. However, the cardiologist indicated that she did not do well with rate control and needed the rhythm control with amiodarone, period. She didn't feel any major different effects from stopping amiodarone. New paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed. Is weak and fatigued and slightly ill-appearing, but not extremely sick-appearing, period. Blood pressure 124 over 66, pulse 62 or slightly 16. Head and neck. Oral mucosa normal. Here's normal to inspection. Pupils are equal to the ocular light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements normal. Neck has no mass or thyromegaly. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, and there's slight edema of her legs. Abdomen soft, non-tender. CNS, cranial, normal, sensation is intact. And musculoskeletal reveal thickening of the knees. Comparing up assessment and plan one. Mrs. Rochester has generalized weakness, period. At her request, I will order a lightweight wheelchair. She seems to benefit from that as opposed to a heavier one, period. Two, she has a history of congestive heart failure, and I will continue Lasix 20 milligrams three times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, period. She's on potassium 10 milligrams twice a day, period. She has atrial fibrillation, and I spoke with her cardiologist, Dr. Shavalli, that's C-H-A-V-U-L-L-I, and he recommended her to go back on amiodarone because of the need for rhythm control, and we've ordered that 200 milligrams daily, which is a changed dose, period. We are stopping the digoxin, but continuing the diltiazem-ER to 40 milligrams daily, period. So we'll continue metoprolol 12.5 milligrams daily, period. She does have a pacemaker also, period. New paragraph, no new line for her. Hypertension is controlled. with meds, including the metoprolol, diltiazem, and the Trizan for atrial fibrillation period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.